Ray Giudice, 680 The Fan legal expert. Did you have a chance to see that call?
I did not. Did not.
I wanted to get an attorney's view of that call.
Who's being sued based upon that moment in a basketball game on a Thursday? I just put up on Twitter the angle that you saw, that Nick Cellini saw, to actually change his mind. I think it's going to hit a rim, therefore, by letter of the
proverbial
law.
It's close enough, Mr. Rood, where you could make a case that it could have hit the rim.
Really? You and changed your opinion that much?
By letter of the law, that would be a goaltend. That shot wasn't going in, but again, by letter of the law, it was a goaltend.
At Chris Domino, at Cellini, Nick, at Christopher Rood, you can just find it there. There's two angles of it. The one from above the rim might change your tune.
What about Ray Giudice? Does he have a Twitter account that he'd like to...
I do, Ray Giudice, at Ray Giudice.
Okay, there you go.
We tweet.
You get into trouble? Just tweet,
you know what? It's hard for me, 144 characters. I don't have that much to... I can't keep it to that.
Well, you're an attorney.
We get paid by the word. It's just contrary to our whole training.
The clock is always running in your world.
All right, give me your take on what's going on with the Aaron Hernandez case quickly. Does it look bad for Aaron Hernandez?
You know, the prosecution has really put up some really weak evidence lately.
Now, see, I felt the same way.
You know, trying to bring on the Glock dealer, which the judge, after we were here last week, said, you know what, he's not really an expert as to whether or not that's the gun.
He was Barney Fife.
Yeah, and now they're trying to put in the transcripts from Hernandez's conversations with his mom and his aunt and family, which are just basically, and they're saying, hey, be careful what you say, we're recorded, so nobody's saying anything damaging. Now they're trying to put in this young lady who was a sort of a club promoter, where he was at the club two nights before, alleging that he was all upset, Aaron was all upset with his buddy that night, and that carried over.
And looked angry.
Right. Menacing glances from across the club.
But they asked one guy, this guy looks like a deer in the headlights. I can't think of his name, you know, like Bubba Nicholas or something.
Right.
Looks like he's about to break down in tears. This is the guy that claims Aaron Hernandez was mad that night. He says, do you know Aaron Hernandez? No, I don't know. He's judging by facial expression.
Yeah, and the longer this, he could have gotten a bad drink. You know what I mean? So the longer this kind of, it's the jury saying, okay, come on, where is the evidence? Now there may be coming. This may just be a lull in a trial. Trials, just like ball games, have their moments where nothing's happening. You're all standing around. But I would say to you that the defense is pretty spirited, and they're chipping away at the prosecution slowly and steadily. It doesn't mean he's going to walk. I'm just saying that the longer this drags on, that's
reasonable doubt.
That's a defense.
That's all it takes.
That's right.
Ray Giudice joining us here on 680 The Fan. We were talking.
You want to lower your bet from 5 to 3?
No, I'll stay
you
with the 5. I'll stay with the 5.
You feel good enough to up it to 10?
Look, as long as I can pay my taxes on 415, then we'll move on to 420.
There we go, 420.
We were talking about
420. I heard it.
30-day window,
That's what I tell my clients. You got a drug test coming up. We're going to court in 30 days. I prefer 31 days. Couple of things everyone needs to know. Some of your callers have been right on. THC is resin-based. It sticks in the fat. It's very difficult to flush out. But the new testing procedures, you can come up negative for THC, but it shows dilution. So the courts know, you went down to the head shop and you are online and you bought all this nonsense and you've been flushing. You have an increased water content.
Right,
and flushing.
Right.
And hair is forever. Hair is the best test for drugs. Urine, blood, 30 days. That's what I tell my clients. And I agree. I'd have somebody sitting on if my client had a $15 million contract in state.
I got a weed guy.
Yeah, me and Donna Duct Tape would have him strapped to the wall if we had to.
Yeah, you got to be able to take some
time
off.
Can I still
get
one of those black light posters at the head shop?
Yes. Right. Yeah, and the lamps with the stuff inside.
I kind of miss those days. Those were fun times.
Well, simpler times.
Spencer's Gift was the head shop for kids at the
mall. That's right.
Like, you could be 8 and go into Spencer's Gifts, and that was like my head shop.
If you're 8, don't wander into that adult section, though. They'll chase you out.
Well, the booby.
Yeah, there, please. You see the sign.
Dude,
18 or older.
That section frightens me.
The booby ice cube tray.
I had a buddy in law school. A buddy of mine in law school's father owned Spencer Gifts. So we had in law school, we had all that
owns
stuff.
Owns the chain?
Yeah, I think they're out of business.
Boxes?
No.
They're still around.
There's one
they may have sold, but he was the original owner.
Yeah, I'm in there all the time.
It's in New Jersey.
It's very random. There used to be more.
I could see you in there. I could.
Lurking.
Could see you in there.
I'd see you anywhere lurking. You look like a lurker.
I'll bet somewhere in your resume you worked there.
I never did Spencer.
Listen, here's what I believe about you. And again, I don't want to be in your head very long, but that pen that you turn upside down and it, The lady gets naked. Yeah. I think you invented that.
Now, two of those.
At least in your head.
He is FM radio.
I've got those in the curio cabinet, as a matter of fact. Right next to all the other memorabilia.
You know why? He's classy.
You're the FM radio Roman Polanski.
Yeah, you can never. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. That's high praise coming from Ray Judice.
He's an artiste.
And
you
who
know?
Could beat a $3 deck of naked cards? What do you got?
Boy, listen, house. This guy seems to know everything Spencer Gifts is still selling.
I'm not telling the hot items. I'm not telling you I wasn't there. I spent a lot of time in the Staten Island Mall, and Spencer's happened to be right there.
722 Root Awakening here on 680 The Fan, 680 The Fan legal expert Ray Judice joining us. Ray, thank you. I got to thank you for something. You came in the last time. You brought me a stack of midnight, what was the show called?
Midnight Concert?
Midnight Special.
Midnight Special episodes. Actually, I guess they're montages of shows.
Spliced together.
Just amazing old footage of some of the great old bands like Steely Dan and bands that you know are still kind of
bands would come
today.
On and perform live for you younger people out
that's
there.
That's the part
on
I forgot.
Special.
They actually performed live,
and they could play instruments.
Yes, they didn't.
Some of them pretty well,
like they do today.
You sound like a bunch of old guys.
Yeah, it's terrible, but it was great.
But some of the worst teeth I've ever seen.
Bad
it made
dentistry.
Me feel so comfortable.
Didn't want to make you go down in the basement and close the blinds and. Play a little Inagata DeVita.
Who was the guy that was singing for Steely Dan? Who was that guy back then?
I can't tell you. Fagan?
I don't think that was Fagan.
Fagan
plays the keyboards.
Just ask.
And I don't think it was Becker.
Somebody will tell you.
But this guy had the worst teeth you've ever seen. Todd Rundgren, who I love. Horrible teeth. You know, and then fortunately, you get a couple of hits, you can get them fixed.
Ever see George Harrison's teeth when the Beatles first came out?
Yeah, they were all brown and stuff.
He had a snaggle tooth like Jewel.
Yeah.
Like a vampire.
But I dug that with Jewel, though. That looked good.
Here we go, Robert.
I don't know why she had that fixed.
I think I struck another chord.
That was sort of a calling card for her, don't you think? Well, Jewel with the snaggle tooth.
I would say this. It certainly made her stand out from a crowd. That and a couple of other things. I met her in person. You know, she brought her Rodeo boyfriend of hers. We did something in...
Ty Murray, right?
Yeah, Ty. But I don't think they're together.
That was right after I got fired the first time.
That is correct. And she actually came in to do a live remote with us at a golf shop. Like a place that sold golf clubs.
Really? What was her tie with golf?
Ty Murray was doing something because he was in town with some Rodeo guys, and then she was with them. And let me just tell you, she had on like a sweatsuit, like one of those Velcro-ish or velour sweatsuits. Good night.
Holy name.
I got to be honest. I didn't see that Ty Murray for the first 8 minutes of that interview. I didn't even know he was there.
You weren't in a good mood. You were ready to attack Ty Murray. You were ready to attack anybody at that point.
Yeah, that was not...
it's not a good time in your life.
I look back not so fondly on that.
What was going on at the time that made you want to attack the poor guy?
Oh, no. It's a long
story.
You
do like an A.J. Pierzynski on this guy. Just go and punch him in the face.
I'm going to ask you guys a question. Now, again, I'm asking two Italians, so this is loaded. I got the cards stacked in my favor. We disagreed about something. Was it yesterday or the day before?
Yesterday.
Okay. So I said something about I'd like to see, whether it's A.J. Pierzynski or Johnny Gomes, I don't care who it is. If Alex Wood wants to curl it up and throw it from down low, I'd like to see someone on the Atlanta Braves early this year say, really? Crap taking ain't going to happen. Just like I'd like to see the Atlanta Falcons. And if the Atlanta Hawks, when Al Horford bowed up, it was the best moment the Hawks have had in years.
My question is, why does somebody need to punch somebody else in the face?
It wakes you up sometimes in sports.
It's
the Tampa Bay Rays,
tone.
Remember a couple of years ago, they got into some fights with the Red Sox. And
so,
that was when they were in the process of turning around that organization. In other words, we're not going to take it anymore.
If you had to put your finger on what's wrong with Atlanta sports kind of big umbrella title, it would be we don't have a guy that's going to punch another guy in the face. Well,
we've heard it so many times when it comes to the Braves and their business-like approach to everything.
And the Falcons, again, 9 sacks that last game against Carolina.
Somebody should have been punched in the face.
Absolutely.
How about when Matt Ryan got knocked around against the Saints? Arthur Blank, the owner, in this very studio, said he wanted to see somebody step up and protect his quarterback.
Do you realize you were at a game this past week where A.J. Pierzynski passed on an opportunity and had it to punch somebody in the face?
It's only March. We're only getting in the mood.
Now,
I'd
rather Johnny
punches.
Gomes and A.J. Pierzynski hit higher than 230. But if you got to do that, you got
to
do that.
Well, if you're hitting 230, then you need to punch somebody in the face.
You know, punch yourself in the face.
Let's see one of these young pitchers put a ball on somebody's hip, and let's see if somebody rushes the mound.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I'm all for it.
Thank you.
Used to slide into second spikes.
Italian guys.
Yeah.
If nothing
send a
else,
message.
We win 72 games. At least punch a couple of people in the face
along
the way.
You might get punched in the face, my Scotsman.
That's why I'm standing over here in steak seat. Ray Giudice joining us on 680 The Fan, 680 The Fan legal expert. Ray, if folks need to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
I'm easy to find, 404-964-4185. And now I've linked my webpage to the 680 The Fan.
Ooh, easy there,
guys.
Fella.
I know.
Easy
I'm
there,
having
fella.
Flashbacks.
Old habits, hard to break.
Now, there used to be food in the morning, too.
Oh, no, that's strictly forbidden.
I'm just happy there's jobs again in the morning.
I've linked my webpage to the 680 The Fan. So you go 680 The Fan webpage, hit my blog spot, it'll take you to my webpage. And as everybody in this room knows, I answer my cell phone at all kinds of crazy hours.
Sometimes I just call him at 3 in the morning to see if he'll answer, and he does.
It's the text messages I like, Nick, with the pictures.
Opportunities missed. AJ.